én kofferidem és ne zsáj. Lepáté samostám, mi van tiszte dolgok, vechodníke, ne. Tom, dolgok, szavrát, a patrőr, ne. Én ezt perintem, tam, frem, a patrőr, ne. Patrőr, dolgok, zagledam, Madonna, en ošvan.
Riz.
Je bil pa lep, mlad, mlad in to je siv, siv, ne ta nemški občaj, črn pa to ne, prav tista prava volk, krasen.
Radijske zgodbe o ljudih, ki ustvarjajo duh časa, na Radiju Študent.
Samoorganizirana gibanja prosilcev za azil v Nemčiji.
My name is Mohamed. I'm from Sudan. I'm here in Germany. I applied since 2012 and till now I have no answer for my asylum case or my file till now. And my experience that I went out with the protest because I left in Lagos in refugee camps here, and I see that not all of our rights as refugees are fulfilled. That's why I decided to go out with the protest. I have been in many refugee camps. There are many refugees who stayed even much longer than me. Some people were in these refugee camps for 10 years. They were just there doing nothing, eating and sleeping, and until they get sick in very bad laws like residence list. They have no freedom of movement. They get deported to their land while they are here because they already have problems there in their lands. So they get deported to die there.
Mohamed je le eden izmed mnogih prosilcev za azil, ki so se pred dvema letoma v Nemčiji samoorganizirali zoper diskriminatorne zakone, ki jih trpijo vsi nedokumentirani migranti ob odobravanju političnega azila. Kljub temu, da naj bi se zakonodaja za tujce v zadnjih letih izboljšala, samoorganizirani prosilci za azil temu pravijo kozmetični popravki. Kako bodo drugi vedeli, kako mi živimo in kaj mi želimo, pravijo za vse predstavnike vladnih in nevladnih organizacij, ki se zauzemajo za tako imenovano izboljšavo tovrstnih zakonov. V današnjem Zeitgeistu se bomo pogovarjali o najbolj marginaliziranih skupinah ljudi v Nemčiji, med katere spadajo prosilci za azil, ki imajo dovolj predstavništva in jemljajo stvari v svoje roke. Zaradi diskriminatornih zakonov za tujce, ki zadevajo vse, ki zaprosijo za mednarodno zaščito, se pogosto znajdejo v zaprtih centrih za tujce in so kasneje deportirani v državo izvora ali tja, kjer so prvič zaprosili za azil. Poglejmo si, kakšne samoorganizirane prakse nastanejo, ko so ljudem omejene osnovne človekove pravice, kot je svoboda gibanja. Septembra leta 2012 se je okoli 100 prosilcev za azil iz različnih koncev Nemčije udeležilo pohoda v politično središče države. Oktobra istega leta so že prispeli v Berlin, kjer jih je pričakalo več tisoč podpornikov, ki so ves čas spremljali in podpirali njihovo samoorganizirano akcijo. Ob prihodu so zasedli trg Oranienplatz, ki se nahaja v že tradicionalno levičarsko usmerjenem predelu Berlina, Kreuzbergu. Poslušajmo zgodbo Patrika, še enega izmed prosilcev in aktivistov.
I'm Patrick from Uganda. I'm 35 years old. I'm in Deutschland since 2010 August. I came here seeking for asylum. I came directly to Berlin, but they sent me to southern part of Germany. That's where I've been since I came here, and I left that place in 2012 when we started the protest. I'm part of the refugee protesting at Iranian Plus right from the beginning when we took it in 2012 October, demanding the German government to close all lagers, refugee camps, to the German government to stop deportation and to abolish resident fleet. That's why we took this place called the Iranian Plus, because we thought it's a best place for us here, since there are very many migrants in this area, so we thought we shall have a good solidarity. And also why we are protesting in Berlin, because that's the center of political institutions.
Lager, izraz, ki je bil uporabljen v nacistični Nemčiji za koncentracijska taborišča, prosilci za mednarodno zaščito uporabljajo za zaprte centre za tujce. Ni treba omenjati, v kakšnih pogojih bivajo ljudje v takšnih taboriščih, preden jih velikokrat šele po nekaj letih deportirajo. Prenatrpane celice, neupoštevanje osebnih problemov, prekomerno pumpanje pomirjeval v telesa pridržancev ter samomori so le nekateri izmed naštetih elementov, ki jih omenjeni doživljajo vsak dan. Zaprtje centrov za tujce je ena izmed zahtev, za katere se zauzemajo samoorganizirane skupine prosilcev za azil. O izkušnjah bivanja v omenjenih centrih nam pove Mohamed.
It means isolated refugee camps, and one of our logos like break isolation. Because you are here, they isolate you physically. You stay in these lagers. They don't want you to have facilities, and they don't want you to contact NGOs, for example, media, German society, which is too bad. And like these laws which govern refugees here in Germany and Europe, like Dublin II, also other kind of isolation, because they bring you back to the first country you have been before in Europe. And not all countries, as we know, all of us, like, for example, Italy, it's a very bad situation, and refugees, they stay in the street there, and they bring many refugees from Germany to Italy again.
Preden nadaljujemo zasedbo Oranjen placa, poglejmo še malce, kakšna oblika kontrole se izvaja nad tovrstnimi prosilci. V Nemčiji obstajata vsaj dve obliki. Prvo smo že omenili prej, torej zaprti centri za tujce. Druga pa ni popolnoma restriktivna. Pri slednji se je moč omejeno gibati. Bernta Mesiviča, podpredsednika organizacije ProAzil, smo vprašali, koga ponavadi zaprejo v taborišče in kdo bo dobil začasno bivališče.
Usually asylum seekers in Germany should not be sent to prison, but the situation is difficult because Germany is going to change its laws, and maybe a greater number of refugees will face imprisonment prior to deportation. At the moment, usually if asylum seekers come to Germany and cross the border, there is danger to be imprisoned after having been crossed the border by initiative of the border police. But in many cases, people would be released if they manage to bring forward their asylum statement, their claim for political asylum, and then will be submitted to the ordinary procedure in the country.
Ukinitev rezidenc Flihta ali posebnega dovoljenja za bivanje, ki je namenjeno izključno prosilcem za azil, je tudi ena izmed zahtev, ki jo zahtevajo omenjene samorganizirane skupine. Do nekaterih premikov zakonodaji je po zasedbi trga Oranjen plac v Berlinu le prišlo. Več nam pove Rex, koordinator foruma Voice of the Refugee.
Today we have another form of residence, which is not within the district level anymore. It's like on the level of the state. So now they open it up to say, okay, you can go around the state, but beyond the state is another problem. But we are saying residence fleece has to be abolished to the fullest because the freedom of movement has no bounds. And so there's no compromise about it. So one of our main targets is civil disobedience, and we disobey the rules that don't respect us as human. Police is always hanging around somewhere to identify you as a foreigner, especially when you're black, to identify you if you are allowed to be there. And this has been the major thing that criminalizes refugees.
Problem pa ni le na državnem nivoju, ampak tudi na evropskem. Mesivič.
On the one hand, the Dublin regulation all over Europe, which says that the country is responsible for dealing with your asylum request where you have been staying first or got a visa from, and this means that many people try to come to Germany after having passed through, let's say, Italy, Greece, Bulgaria, and so on, and by formal arguments, these countries would be responsible for them, and many refugees tell us that the situation, for instance, in Italy is very, very hard for them. They had to live on the street without any subsistence, without any place to stay, without a roof over their head, and that is why they make their way to Germany, and the German administration usually declares that they have to decides that these refugees have to go back to the to these countries such as Italy, for instance, and this is a great hardship. At the moment, there is in many places protest against this practice because people feel they are sent into an inhuman and very hard situation, which many of them can't bear any longer because they had suffered from that situation for years, and there are in some places churches which offer them the possibility to stay for a while because the German state would not try to kick them out by police, and they are asking for the procedure to be taken over by the German administration.
A cerkve, ki naj bi nudile zaščito, so le eden izmed načinov, s katerimi se prosilci za azil zavarujejo pred deportacijo ali življenjem v zaprtih centrih za tujce. Trg Oranjen plac, ki je bil zaseden pred dvema letoma, je primer dobre prakse, ko marginalizirane skupine vzamejo stvari v svoje roke. Zakaj je prišlo do tovrstnega samoorganiziranja, nam pove Rex.
I think for many years there has been different protests, different critics about the situation of refugees. But from the development, you could realize that nothing has changed because the people who present the situation of refugees are people who never had practical experience as a refugee. They never slept in a refugee lager. They never faced restrictions that is only meant for refugees. They never had these rules that make them feel like no human being or people and who are not accepted in this society. Then the need was very necessary. There was the need that, yes, these people who are the practical victim of this whole state repression are able to find this platform where they can express themselves. Because if I am talking personally as a refugee, it's different from somebody else talking as a refugee. Because whoever is talking as a refugee or representing the situation of a refugee who was never a refugee represents it like a third party. But if I'm talking about it, I talk about it practically from my own point of view. And more or less, somebody who wants to support me as a refugee may be recommending something that makes my situation even worse because he or she feels that this is just kind of what he what she feels will be better for me. Well, how can you be sure that what you suggest, that I'm the best person to tell what I think is good enough for me to make me feel like a human being that has dignified living? So this is why the self-organization is very realistic, that yes, the people who are the practical victims of this situation have this space to be able to express themselves and to demand what they call dignity themselves.
Kot smo že omenili, je Riks član foruma, katerega namen je povezovanje različnih samorganiziranih gibanj prosilcev za politično zaščito.
We try to create a platform for refugees to express themselves. We do a lot of workshop and information issues with refugees, but what is most important is that we are readily available to support spontaneous refugee protests. We tried since 5 years to organize refugees and to mobilize them to be able to represent their situation themselves. So it started from Break the Isolation. We started a campaign called Break the Isolation Campaign. This Break Isolation Campaign was to create, to mobilize refugees to create their own refugee initiative within their different refugee accommodations, so that if them all in the lager, different refugees with different nationality, realizes that the reason why they are here is the same, even if they have religious issues within themselves or cultural issues that is problematic within themselves, but still they should realize that the reason why they are all here is also the same. So we try to create this unity in the lagers so that the refugees are able to come together, sit down together to think about their problem, talk about their problem, and criticize whatever is wrong within their community. And the extension was to see how we connect two different lager communities together, so that when one lager has a problem, the other lager is showing solidarity, either by presence or by writing or by whatever form of solidarity. So this has been the whole strategy. And one major thing that we believe in is civil disobedience. Because we mean any rule that does not respect me as a human, any rule that undermines humanity doesn't need to be respected, like residence flesh. If residence flesh is abusing my own rights, my own dignity as human, why should I expect such rules? So we have mobilize people to go against it and denounce this rule without respecting it. A lot of cases were taken to court. Comrades of us were even accepting to go to prison rather than paying for their freedom. Some went to prison, some out of strong political actions, their cases were dropped, some cases are still pending for many years, but this has been very successful.
Leave it hatred in its way.
sedaj pa še k aktualnemu dogajanju na Oranjen placu. Prostor, na katerem je dve leti stal tabor, je od aprila letos ponovno več ali manj prazen. Več o tem nam pove Patrik.
It was dramatically destroyed. The Senate, they gave some money to some of our friends, the refugees. After giving them the house, again they gave them money that they should destroy the camp completely. So the Oranjen Plus camp was destroyed completely. What left there is the info point and the circle tent for our gatherings, political gatherings.
Akcijo rušenja tabora smo lahko takrat spremljali preko alternativnih medijev. Pri tem so oblasti uporabile metodo deli in vladaj, saj so nekatere prosilce za azil podkupile in si jih tako pridobile na svojo stran. Ponudile so jim bivališča in denar, po tolikem času upiranja je marsikdo od njih to potezo videl kot lažji izhod. A najodločnejši še ustrajajo. Patrik.
Our struggle is not all about the house, having a house. We are after the political solution, a political change in the asylum laws, asylum policies. You know, that's what we are demanding the German government to acknowledge and do something. You know, we are not demanding nice houses, we are not demanding hostels, we are not demanding money. We are demanding our freedom of movement. No? The right to move of German and outside the German, the right to find our own jobs, not the government to keep us in lager and give us €1 job, which is totally inhuman. And we are demanding the German government that please, we are human beings and we understand well what we want in our lives. So allow us to go to school, even, you know, allow us to choose our own food, what we want to eat, not to feed us like animals in lagers.
Nedavno smo zasledili, da je za las podobni usodi ušla nekoč zapuščena osnovna šola v Kreuzbergu, ki jo prosilci za azil od zasedbe trga uporabljajo za zatočišče. Šola in trg nista nepovezana prostora za politični boj. Več o tem nam pove Mohamed.
We agree that it should be outside, I mean, our political center in the street, because it starts in the street, our movement. And it should be continue and end in the streets. We just wanted to have place for refugees in the winter. Okay? That's why we occupy the school. And we contacted the mayor of Kreuzberg, and he came there. And after he allowed refugees to stay in the school, but after he left his job, and other parties came, and it was like we were in between a very bad and dirty political game. Between three parties, which they like tried to negotiate with us for many times, make agreements with us for many times, but they were cheating all the time without any transparency, and they are not respecting us at all. And then that's why it was like this in the school lately. People decided to, because they said they will not evict the school after this long time, and they wanted to do this. And they brought a lot of police. They treat us like criminals. And many people were afraid. They went out in these buses to other places. And some people, they decided to stay in the school. And they went to the roof. They said, okay, it's too much now, it's over. And if we saw police inside the building, we will jump from the roof. And there were big solidarity there. And it was big stand against.
Akcije proti deložaciji omenjene osnovne šole se je udeležilo veliko število aktivistov in levičarsko usmerjenih gibanj. Policija se je po stari tradiciji nasilno odzvala na sit-in množic, a šolo so uspeli deloma obraniti. Vlogo pri deložaciji je odigrala tudi nemška stranka Zelenih, ki uživa največjo podporo mestnega predela Kreuzberg. Stranka je v svojih predvolilnih programih obljubljala spremembe v zakonodaji pri pridobivanju mednarodne zaščite. Udeležila se je tudi protestov v podporo prosilcem za azil, a je na koncu bila med tistimi, ki so dali zeleno luč deložaciji. Pred nekaj dnevi je med oblastmi in ustrajajočimi v šoli prišlo do sprejetja sporazuma, s katerimi so oblasti dovolile, da lahko slednji v njej ostanejo, ostalim pa je vstop prepovedan. O nadaljni funkciji osnovne šole Mohamed.
The people who were in the school, they will stay and continue, our political fight from there, because we will have info point and we'll try to contact different medias from there. We'll have press releases, we'll have website from there, and it just need time until we organize ourselves very well concerning our political fight again, because it will be, we planned that it will be like refugee center. It should be very active there, and now people inside, they are very motivated. They are connected to many, many refugee camps outside and many kind of entities in German society and medias as well. And now we plan figure out our next strategy, next period of time.
V Nemčiji pa so že v pripravi novi zakoni, ki bodo določali pogoje za pridobitev političnega azila. Mesevič nam pove, da bo v primeru njihovega sprejetja postalo še bolj nejasno, koga bodo nemudoma postavili v centr za tujce in kasneje deportirali, ter kdo bo dobil začasno bivališče in možnost omejenega gibanja. Pa vendar vprašali smo ga še nekaj o pričakovanih spremembah zakonov.
At the moment there is lots of amendments to the German alien laws under preparation. For instance, a law concerning to create more safe countries of origin, affecting especially the countries of the Western Balkans, as the German government calls it. This means in the first step, Macedonia, Serbia, and Bosnia, and the numbers of people who would be affected by that would be relatively high, and there are at least two other regulations under preparation. One has to do with the law which regulates what kind of subsidies people get during the asylum procedure to spend their livelihood, and all these things are just coming or under discussion, and we are trying to oppose to them as long as possible.
Glas samoorganiziranih skupin prosilcev za azil, ki je postal uslišan z letom 2012 zlasti s pohodom v Berlin in zasedbo ter postavitvijo tabora na trgu Oranienplatz, se širi izven državnih meja. a njihovi boji niso značilni le za Nemčijo, ampak tudi za celotni evropski prostor. Zaradi vse večje politične napetosti v nekaterih afriških in azijskih državah ter soodgovornosti ekonomskih in vojaških velesil, ki imajo v teh državah lastne interese, lahko pričakujemo porast števila prosilcev in vojnih beguncev. Kljub temu, da bi oblasti z različnimi metodami rade utišale samo organizacijo, pa bodo prosilci za azil v Nemčiji ustrajali.
What the public must know that we, the refugees, we are ready to resist all any kind of disorganizations being played by the capitalist system. We are ready to resist the strategy, the tactic of divide and rule. That's what we mean by solidarity. And they must understand that we have the power. We are the people with the power, you know. All states, they must know, not only German, but all European member states, they must understand. African dictators, Asian dictators, worldwide, they must know that we are the people with the power, and what we want is our freedom of movement, nothing else.
Zeitgeist je pripravil Jakil.
In ko pridem jaz nazaj, ne pa te samo ostanimo tiste dolge hodnike, ne? Tam dol so vrata, pa tre vrata, ne. In jaz prijem tam, pa prem vrata, pa ne vidiš. Pa tam dol zagledam, zagledam Madonna eno šo.
Res.
Je bil pa lep, mlad, mlad in to ti siv, siv, ne ta nemški občaj, ne, črn pa to, ne, prav tista prava govor, ne. Krasen.
Radijske zgodbe o ljudih, ki ustvarjajo duh časa. Na Radiu Študent.